to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week for this journey, adventure, what have you, through rock and roll, garage, punk rock, whatever I dig out of the basement here. The last few weeks of the podcast have been interesting. It was a shortened episode last week devoted to the Scion Garage Fest. And there's been some archive podcasts here and there, but I think now we're up and running at full tilt. So without further ado, let's get into the tunes. It's a full bore punk rock-a-thon with this week's episode, and let's get it started. This is Minor Threat with Cashing In.
We don't care. We'll steal your money. a brick road. I only walk where the bricks are made of gold. My mind and body, they're the only things that I've sold. I need a little money, cause I'm getting old, right? Take away, doesn't it?
you'll never leave. You better believe that you'll never leave. Girl, you better believe that you'll never leave.
From their most recent release, Six More Reasons to Hate the Ladies, that was The Ladies with Dismemberabilia. That album is out now on Grave Mistake Records. You can find a review of that on rockstarjournalist.com. I quite enjoyed it. Before that, Armchair by Avail off of their release 4 a.m. Friday, originally released on Lookout, and it's been repressed on like a billion different labels at this point. I believe you can get it from Suburban Home now. It's like a co-release with Hopeless Records, if I'm not mistaken. And but we started everything off with Minor Threat doing Cashing In from Out of Step. That is the hidden track, technically, on the Out of Step EP. It's on all the pressings, and everybody knows it's there. It's just not labeled. I don't know why. Anyhow, very good track. One of my favorite Minor Threat songs. Alright, you know what, hell with it. Let's just get back into the music. Up next, from their I Wanna Be a Punk single, this is Blank 77 with I Wanna Be a Punk. We'll be right back. That was the song Bad Seed by Southside Stranglers from their recent Grave Mistake 7-inch release, Too Much TV. In case you can't tell, Grave Mistake sent me a box of stuff. Expect a review of that later this week. Really good, dirty rock and roll. Speaking of dirty, before that was the Quincy Punks with Dumpster Diving at the Abortion Clinic from their split with Blink 77. And before that, Blink 77 with I Want to Be a Punk from the single of the same name on Radical Records. It's on really nice sort of red clear vinyl. Very pretty. I love those bands. I think I am listening to alternately either a lot of jazz or a lot of really snotty punk rock. This has happened before. You've heard me talk about it. It's just one of those things where I either want something very mellow or relaxing, or I want something angry that makes me want to thrash around the basement like an epileptic. Whatever. Here's some Rancid with Tenderloin.
Yeah.
from their Walking on the String EP on No Weight Records, that was Insomnio with Still Remember. They broke up last year in August. A couple of the members have formed a new band called No Escape. If you want to check them out, you can go to myspace.com/generationtrap, and there's a link to download their 7-inch. So I haven't had a chance to do that. I will probably be doing that this afternoon. Anyhow, that's some really good, just like melodic punk rock from Spain. Before that, Cloak and Dagger with Don't Need A from the Don't Need A single on Grave Mistake. And we started everything off with Tenderloin by Rancid from Let's Go, which, by the way, if you track it down on vinyl, it is on a double 10-inch on white vinyl. It's pretty swank. It's a very pretty thing. Don't really like 10 inches anyway, double 10 inch, a little ridiculous. I don't understand it. It's kind of cool, but they annoy the hell out of me. And that's just my opinion on the whole thing. Anyhow, now that I'm done editorializing for this week's episode, let's get back into the music. From the Possessed to Skate compilation, this is Spaz with Sir Wax-a-Lot. We'll be right back. From their fantastic split with Shang-A-Lang on Razor Cake Records, that was God Equals Genocide with Come Home Pilgrim. Did you know that Shang-A-Lang has a full-length 7-inch it's an LP, and it collects all of their 7-inches and some other stuff into one handy-dandy thing, and it's out now on Silver Sprocket Records. Silver Sprocket Bike Club, whatever you want to call it. Either way, they have it. I don't have a copy yet because I don't have any money. So if you know, like, Avi or anybody who works at Silver Sprocket and you'd like to talk them into sending me something, let them know that my email address is nicholas.spacek@gmail.com because I would love to hear some of that unreleased stuff. I've got all the 7-inches, as you've no doubt noticed over the length of this podcast's history. So, but it would be nice to have some of the other stuff. And it would also be nice to just be able to listen to it all the way through. Before that, the Pinkerton Thugs with Scrawny Fuck from the Get in the Shaft compilation. Here's an interesting fact. If any of your favorite bands ever, like, pop up and they're like, we found all this crap in our basement, here, buy our 7-inches, then they offer you a deal, do it. You can get some really good stuff that you would never be able to find otherwise, especially when one of your favorite bands lives in, you know, like, Maine, as the Pinkerton Thugs do. A couple of those, the reason the Pinkerton Thugs are no longer around is because a couple of those guys went on to be in the Unseen, and the Unseen are a much bigger band. Anyhow. And we started everything off with Spaz doing Sir Wax-A-Lot from the Possessed Escape compilation. If you can find a copy of that, it's worth buying, if for nothing else, no other reason than the A-side, which has Charles Bronson, Spaz, and Asshole Parade. So, awesome. Really good, sort of thrashy skate punk. Speaking of which, that's what our last set is, really good thrashy skate punk, and we're going to start off with a band from Kansas City from their self-titled EP on Big Brown Shark Records. This is Anxiety Attack with Well-Deserved Death Stare.
Of hearing another story from my female friends about some sleazy asshole who said some nasty offensive shit to them at work, on the street, or anywhere else for that matter. There's really no fucking excuse for this, people. It's 2005, motherfucker. Cut it out. Seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to revive an ancient tradition we seem to have long forgotten. No, I'm not talking about human sacrifice. I'm talking about something that we used to do every Saturday night as a matter of principle. Legions of hand stamped meatheads and co-ed naked lacrosse t-shirts power chugging water down nights at child. Regurgitating on the glue matted floors. Gym-like temperatures. Bikes would tell these lines of drunken people waiting for the bathroom.
Wait a second.
Party.
That was Crapcore from Kansas City from their self-titled release on Big Brown Shark Records with PYFDO. Before that, Cross Examination did Party Squad Unite with the awesome party intro. As you might recognize, all that dialogue is coming from PCU, spoken by the one, the only Mr. Jeremy Piven. That is from the Hung Jury EP. Great thrash rock there. Good thrash. Oh, good thrash is fantastic. So much fun, so stupid, so devoted to drinking and rocking out. I appreciate it. And we started everything out with another release on Big Brown Shark Records and another Kansas City band. That was Anxiety Attack with well-deserved death stare from their self-titled release. All right, that just about does it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Remember, as always, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me at NuthousePunks on Twitter. And as always, tell your friends with record labels and bands to send me music. And until next week, thanks again for listening.